Early Monday morning, deputies with Howell County Sheriff's Office arrested a man after a high-speed chase. Anthony John Reyes was arrested following a burglary call at a residence on County Road 4210. When deputies arrived, they observed two men outside the residence. One fled into the woods while Reyes entered a dark SUV and refused commands. Deputies reported Reyes repeatedly reached into his waistband and pockets, prompting multiple less lethal attempts, including taser deployments, canine engagement, and pepper spray. Reyes then fled in the SUV, leading deputies on a pursuit that reached speeds of 100 miles per hour on Highway 63. Deputies performed tactical vehicle interventions, causing the SUV to strike a telephone pole and overturn, hitting a guardrail. Reyes was extracted from the vehicle and taken into custody without incident. A search of the SUV revealed a loaded Ruger 9mm handgun, meth weighing approximately 184.5 grams, Xanax bars, drug paraphernalia, and packaging materials consistent with distribution. Deputies also noted property damage caused during the pursuit. Reyes faces charges of resisting arrest for a felony, unlawful possession of a firearm, first-degree drug trafficking, possession of a controlled substance, first-degree property damage, and first-degree tampering. He was taken to Howell County Jail. A man from Texas has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for a standoff with police in 2024 in Randolph County. 43-year-old Jared Wesley Forward of Newton, Texas, was in court on Friday and in a negotiated plea was sentenced to 10 years. The incident happened at Murphy, USA in Pocahontas in August of 2024. Forward was charged with simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms, possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance, and aggravated assault. A man from Oxford, Arkansas was arrested Monday in Izzard County. 36-year-old Donald Edwin Hill Jr. was arrested on three counts of delivery of meth or cocaine. He's being held in the Izzard County Jail with bond set at $50,000. A Mammoth Spring man has been arrested again in Randolph County. 46-year-old Kyle Salamone was arrested Monday on charges of felony theft of property, felony commercial burglary, and possession of counterfeit controlled substance. He is being held in the Randolph County Jail. A Little Rock, Arkansas man was arrested Monday in Randolph County. 28-year-old Desar Dean was arrested for felony theft of property, fraudulent use of a credit or debit card, and felony breaking or entering. He's being held in Randolph County Jail. A man from Birch Tree was injured in an accident south of Terracita Monday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says that the 37-year-old man was injured when the trailer of the semi he was driving went off the road, causing the big truck to go into a ditch and overturn. The man suffered minor injuries and was taken to Mercy St. Francis Hospital. The accident happened on Highway T, 4 miles south of Terracita. A Somersville woman was injured in an accident north of Somersville Monday. The Highway Patrol reports the 44-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when she hit a deer in the roadway. The accident happened on Highway 17, 2 miles north of Somersville. The woman was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. Shortly after 1 o'clock Monday afternoon, the Thayer Fire Department responded alongside Thayer Police Department drone team, Oregon County Ambulance, Oregon County Sheriff's Office, and Aerovac Life Team to assist an individual who had suffered a broken leg at the bottom of the gulf at the Grand Gulf State Park. Due to the challenging terrain, this was a coordinated effort that required teamwork, communication, and specialized resources to ensure that the patient received prompt and safe care and transport. The patient's name has not been released. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office Weekly Arrest Report and the Izzard County Sheriff's Office Weekly Incarceration Report are both now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.